To stay with political matters, because with the budget just 8 days away, 11 charities and campaign groups have joined forces to call on the government not to provide further universal energy credits. Instead, the groups, including Friends of the Earth, Age Action and the Society of St Vincent de Paul, say targeted measures should be offered to those households suffering most from the rise in the cost of living. It has been widely flagged that another credit to help host householders with their energy bills will be announced in the budget and paid by the end of the year. Michelle Murphy is the research and policy analyst at Social Justice Ireland, one of the groups involved in today's statement, and she joins us on the line. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Rachel.
Specifically, what do you think the government should introduce instead of this universal credit?
Well, the universal credit, Rachel, it's a very expensive measure. So if you look at the previous credits, they were 150 euros and each one of those cost 400 million euros. So it's untargeted. So it goes to households on higher incomes with substantial financial buffers and savings who don't need it. And yet it doesn't address the problems that households on lower incomes have in terms of energy inefficiency and energy poverty. So what we as a group of organisations are saying, there are other much more targeted measures that you could introduce with this money that will actually address some of the structural underlying issues that these households face. So, for example, you could extend the fuel allowance to families on a working family payment. That would cost you 83 million euros in a year. But what it would do crucially is support those families, and those are working families, you know, throughout the winter period with their fuel bills. But it would also give them access to retrofitting grants and supports that they're currently locked out of. So that's one element that you could do. You could also bring the fuel allowance back to 2020 levels, for example, to increase it for those households who need it. We know that also you can look at households in rental accommodation. It's very difficult for them to engage in retrofitting or any of those sort of schemes. So we are looking at expanding the warmer home schemes to tenants in receipt of HAP in long-term leases, for example.
Mm-hmm. Is there any reason, though, listening to your suggestions, is there any reason why the government can't help people on an emergency basis and then also adopt the more focused programme to help those in most need?
Well, I suppose what we've seen even though energy inflation is still increasing, it's not increasing at as fast a rate. And we know from all of the research from the central bank, from the parliamentary budget office, from the CSO, it's those in the bottom 20% that have been most impacted. And those are the households that need that money. So what we are saying, and you know, government, it's a budget. You have to be prudent with your resources. You need to target them to get the best return for that amount of money. That money should go into that bottom 20%. Those households who don't have a financial buffer, who don't have savings, who are very, very vulnerable to those increases in energy prices. And also to help them to make that change, to address the energy inefficiency of those households, because we do know energy bills will continue to rise as the carbon tax continues to rise, because we have climate goals that we need to reach. And for many of those households, retrofitting is simply out of reach at the moment. So a far better use of that money, instead of an untargeted approach, which, while yes, it provides some immediate one-off short-term relief, completely fails to address underlying structural issues, which will still be there in 2025 and in 2026 and in 2027, unless we invest in those lower income households now.
If you look, though, at the most recent opinion polls, the cost of living is one of the most important issues to voters. Doesn't that suggest that a very large number of people are feeling the pinch and would welcome another credit?
Well, certain households, yes. And we know that the cost of living impacts on every household, but it doesn't impact on every household in the same way. And when it comes to a budget, government has to make sure that its resources goes to the places that it's needed most. And we shouldn't really be using a budget as, you know, an instrument for a general election.
And do you think that is what's happening here, that the government has one eye on the budget and the other on the general election?
Well, I suppose, to all intents and purposes, I suppose that's what it would seem to be, because what they haven't done, and Rachel, the first energy credit was introduced in February 2022. What they haven't done in the intervening time is look at other measures to reach vulnerable households, but also households on middle income and beyond, other measures to support those households. They haven't done that. So, you know, instead of using a really, really blunt, but also really expensive instrument that isn't in the long term going to address any of our climate goals or any of our poverty goals in terms of reducing energy poverty. And the government is going to be publishing the new action plan on that next week. We should be putting the money that we do have. And, you know, this is obviously coming from current expenditure, not from the windfall resources that we have. We should putting that money into those households that need it most.
All right. I think the windfall is a whole other day's discussion. But thank you very much for joining us this afternoon. Michelle Murphy there of Social Justice Ireland.